Hello, PHCC. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 12 of PHCC Rocks, a podcast highlighting some of the great things happening all over America related to the National Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Contractors Association. I'm your host, Joel Long, and we're coming to you from Gastonia, North Carolina, which everyone knows is the worldwide headquarters of PHCC National, well, at least for a couple more months. And we're just really excited to have more discussions about our association and members from all across the country. And today, we are extremely blessed to have two wonderful pieces and parts and people from PHCC. And today with us is Dave Chick and Eric Maxson. And Dave is the Director of Programs for Quality Service Contractors, otherwise known as QSC, and CCA, which is the Construction Contractors Alliance. And boy, and those are two mouthfuls. And then Eric is President, and I love this, President and Trusted Advisor for Stewards Plumbing, and out of Albuquerque, right? Is that right, Eric?
That's correct.
And he is also on the QSC Advisory Council. And so that's a great leadership piece that keeps Dave straight. And so guys, welcome, welcome here today. And man, we're just really glad to have you. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks very much, Joel. And look, been looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun, fun conversation for 45 minutes or an hour or 2 hours. Or looking at some of this conversation, we probably talk for 3 or 4 hours with everything you guys, Dave, you're involved with and what QSC means and CCA means to us. But, you know, one of the things I love to do first, you know, this is really about people and what they're doing in the association. And so if you can, maybe start with Eric, give us some feedback on how you got into our industry, how you ended up working on QSC. Just give us, you know, talk about yourself for a few minutes.
You got the whole background there. I've got 5 minutes to talk about the last, you know, 50 years of life,
but there you
it's
go.
All good. You know, my father, I have to blame him for being involved in the plumbing industry. My father was a New York City master plumber. Oh, and wow. That's where I got my original start. There was a great photograph floating around when I was, I don't know, 5 or 8 years old, holding on to a fire hose while they were backfilling some street work in New York. And, you know, there's two photos. There's the first photo where it's just me holding onto this fire hose, with the water just pouring out. And you think, how is this little kid holding on to the pressure of this fire hose? He should be being whipped around like a toy. Yeah. And then you see the other half of the picture, which is the other five guys that are actually holding on to the hose.
That's right.
One of my favorite pictures, you know. And I guess that was the humble beginning of plumbing with me. Sort of interesting through high school and college, that was not my intent. I was pretty much running in every direction I could run to. I worked with my dad in the summer times when I wasn't in school. And in between my sophomore year and junior year of college, I worked with him in the summer. And it dawned on me, I had a stroke of genius. I like plumbing. Why am I not doing plumbing? Yeah. And that kind of sat with me in the summertime. You know, I was like getting ready to go back to the university, and I had a nice computer job at the university. I said, I'm outdoors. I'm helping people. I'm having a good time. I'm learning a lot.
Solving problems. Well,
I'm solving problems. I mean, I'm a problem solver. That's a baseline. That's what I love doing the most is, you know, here's a problem. How many different solutions can we come up with? What's the best way we can get this done for you? And it snapped in my head that this is where I belong, and I have never looked back. I love plumbing and I love helping people. I think that's one of the big things we do at Stewards Plumbing is we analyze your solution. We find a good solution that helps you. We do a lot of volunteer work in the community, but I love helping people. I love problem solving, and plumbing is a fantastic fit for those things.
Yeah. Well, and I hate to interrupt, but the community building, there's been a couple of things that have been interesting. When we started doing these podcasts, you know, you don't really know what you're going to find out. You know, but it's been amazing. Two things that jump out as people like you are talking about getting in their businesses and whatever. Almost nobody starts off, I'm going to do this for a living. But they figure out pretty quick that they're in love with it. Okay, it becomes a part of them, and then it's just all steam ahead, full steam ahead. And so that, you know, when I hear you talk about the fire hose in New York and fiber and all that, and then you were searching everywhere to not do it, and you realize, what am I doing? And so, but then the community service, the community partnership, how our businesses are, the understanding of how our businesses are really built around this thing of making your community better. And that is just a theme that is in every one of these podcasts. It may come out a little different. It may be a different piece or part, or it may manifest itself. But that's, Eric, that's been every story in these. It's been pretty amazing. So that's great to hear. Congrats.
That's good. That's great to hear. It's good to hear that I'm not the only one. Yeah. That's fantastic.
It's just in the people that I've spoken with, because with writing a lot of publications and articles for different publications, I've noticed that it is the same story. Yeah. They never had any idea in the world that they would go into their dad's business or end up in the plumbing industry. But one of the things that you mentioned just a second ago, Joel, and pardon me for interrupting, Eric, is I think you're going to hear a lot of common threads with community also.
Sure.
So I think helping people. So I think you're going to see that as a lot of what Eric and I will be talking about today will revolve around community and how we help those in the same industry and the like-minded people that are related to other things that we do.
So Dave, since you and I interrupted Eric, go ahead and tell us, Dave, how you got started. How in the world did you get started in this?
Well, I started in the hospitality industry, which I worked for a hotel in Louisville, Kentucky, or if you're from there, you say Louisville. So what I found was, just by a fluke, after my first job, which was working for Ashland Oil, where I stacked dog food and cleaned a lot of bathrooms, and I thought, okay, this is not what I graduated college for. So came home, quit without another job, came home, told my parents, I can't do this. And within a week, I was hired at a hotel for a job that I had applied for previously, but didn't get. So that worked out. It was really kismet that way, but worked there for a year and a half and went to Indianapolis for a meeting, and was so impressed with the city that I got a call shortly thereafter that said, we'd like to have you come and work for us. So I started a different faction of what convention and visitors bureaus usually do, which is working with citywide conventions. And so I started the one hotel pieces of business. Because if you look at it, a convention and visitors bureau is an association.
Sure.
I got to know how to work with a board, and I learned, okay, we have to make everything that we're doing beneficial for all of our members, not just the ones that are in the downtown area. So I did that for about 4 years. And then after kind of a few different changes. I worked for Eli Lilly as director of corporate travel, did a few different things, ended back at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and was asked to move to Washington, D.C. to open our national sales office. So I did that. Shortly thereafter, I was offered a job at another association, which was a trade association. And it was for the people who do the manufacturing, installing, and integration of home technology systems.
Okay.
So my job, which I thought would never last longer than a year, because I generated no revenue, I was strictly a member benefit. I developed relationships with all design and build associations. So the National Association of Home Builders, American Institute of Architects, National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And lo and behold, who did I meet the very first day on my job who worked for the National Association of Home Builders? But Mr. Michael Kopp.
Here we go. That name keeps popping up too.
Exactly. We can't, like a bad penny, you know, it just keeps coming back. But good friend and also a trusted advisor. So long story short, after making some different decisions, I was recommended to come in and take this role by Brenda Dant, who is she's also a mutual friend of Michael's and mine, and the executive director for the Indiana PHCC. So she made a call. Michael called me the next day and said, if you will do this, we'd like to interview you. So,
So Brenda Dant and Michael Kopp, those are okay references.
I'm telling you, it worked out really well. Following probably the worst interview I've ever done in my entire life, I did somehow end up getting the job and have enjoyed every single minute of the evolution of this position.
Well, that's a great way to put it, especially with what you're doing with QSC and CCA. That's it has been an evolution, and you're leading a big portion of that. So we know how we backed into bad interviews and references from people that are beyond anyway. That's great. So, Eric, how in the world? What meeting did you miss, Eric, to get on the advisory council? How in the world did you? What happened
exactly
to you?
What happened? Basically, they were like, "Well, Eric's not here. All those in favor." All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh, God, that's great.
You know, I have a long history of volunteering for nonprofits. I've done a lot of work with youth. I've been a president of local community center. I have background, senior housing. I love volunteering in the community. I love, as I said earlier, helping people. And this opportunity came up, and I said, well, this is fantastic. I not only get to help people, but I get to help people in the industry. I get to shape QSC. I get to help shape in a smaller way PHCC. And I get to give back to the community at large. And I'm thrilled for that opportunity. One of the current board members had said, community members said, hey, we're looking for some more people to be involved. What do you think? And we had a conversation about it. I said, you know what? If you could get me voted, I would love to do this job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here I am.
There you go.
And it worked.
And that's you'll be signed on for like a 10-year, 12-year, 15-year, 20-year commitment now and all that. That's what we do. So
he doesn't know that yet, Joel.
Oh, sorry. So. Sorry, Dave.
Thank you.
I kind of see PHCC when I got started. In PHCC, I got started for a very specific reason, and I've talked about it a lot. A friend of mine thought my business was going to fail. And, you know, man, guys, I got an engineering degree. That means that for 5 years they taught, and you notice I said five. It took me five. But they told us how we were the smartest people in the world. And so when you get out of engineering school, you actually believe that, and you basically know nothing, but you have to go figure out. You know how to go do a lot of things. or find out or how to ask smart people. And so, you know, my friend Wes Stiers in here in Gastonia Plumbing and Heating, watching me fail for a couple of years, said, man, you got to get some help. You know. And so I went to Kirk Alter's project management class, and he took me, and it changed our business. So I kind of see PHCC in that kind of format where if you just join PHCC in general, but you don't get involved, you don't get the benefits. You know, PHCC has a lot of different avenues. It's very wide and it's very deep. But if you find the piece of PHCC that can affect your business, and then all of a sudden it gets more personal. And so that's kind of how I see QSC and CCA, you know, that once you get in the middle of that and you start getting contacts with Eric or somebody that runs a similar business, and it really doesn't have to be air conditioning. If you're an air conditioning contractor, it doesn't have to be just an air conditioning company. I've learned so much from plumbing guys over the years on how they service customers or whatever. So talk a little bit about how y'all see the enhanced service groups, QSC specifically, but I think it applies to CCA also in that kind of format. You know, who wants to
absolutely
go?
Absolutely, Dave. You want to jump in and talk a little and.
I can do that, and I'll just give the over 30-foot overview, which is, you know, Joel, you've always dreamed of owning a Fiat, you know, a little tiny one of those little tiny Fiats, and you're going to name it Fiona or some, you know, you got some cute name that, and your wife says you're out of your skull, but you go ahead and you do it anyway. So
okay,
you look at it, and you think, all right, I'm buying the base model of this Fiat.
Oh, okay.
Peace in the family. All right. When you get to really signing the deal, you decide you want the tracer lights also, and you want the raw package, you know, that keeps the bugs from eating up your grill and all that. And so essentially what you're doing is you're enhancing your and this is exactly what the enhanced service groups are all about. And so it gives the enhanced service groups give people a forum to be able to go and meet with niches or their like-minded folks who do what they do within the industry. and get feedback and education and resources that are going to help them do their kind of do their business more effectively.
I'm sorry, I can't get past the, is one of the enhancements on that Fiat like a bubble top? Because I'm trying to picture my big head sticking above the, anyway.
It would kind
convertible,
of
convertible. Like, you got to think convertible.
I got to put the top down all the time. There you go. In the, even in the middle of winter.
It's a convertible. Okay. When, you're driving a convertible. When would you have the top up?
That's right. Yeah. That's true.
Or it could look like the Pope Mobile. You know, you
that's
could
what
have,
I was thinking. See, that's what I visually, anyway.
Yeah, you could have that too. But with QSC and CCA, that's what, those are two of the five enhanced service groups that PHCC offers that help service and repair contractors through QSC and new construction folks through CCA come together. And I'll tell you, they don't enjoy their time any more than any people I've ever known when they're together. They live for those opportunities. And I think it is one of the best endorsements of the value that they provide is through these members. And I'm sure you all would attest to that.
Yeah, Eric, talk about what it meant. What has QSC meant to you in your business?
Oh, QSC has meant the world to me. You know, it has opened up so many different avenues and doors. I can't even begin. One of those avenues right now, I'm in Arkansas at a peer group meeting where several businesses get together a couple times a year. We meet in a different location. We talk about the challenges and exciting parts of our business. We do a shop tour of whoever the host company is, which is always exciting. You know, no matter how many shops I go to, there is something new and exciting I see to shop. There is something that somebody's doing that I thought, oh, wow, I never thought about doing it like that, or is it possible to do it like that? It great conversations. And, you know, of course, it's great that none of us are in the same market. Yeah. So it's really easy to talk about your business. It's really easy to talk about your challenges, look for solutions. And you know that you're not like talking to your direct competitor. You know, you're talking, it's like sitting around a family table. And we're having a conversation. Here's our problems. Here's what's going on. You know what? Here's a really great revenue generator. We just started doing whatever. And, you know, what do you guys think? Or I was thinking about doing this. What do you guys think? And it's like such a great sounding board to be able to talk to other people. And you know, as I have found, you know, in QSC, we are so like-minded. We really are quality mm-hmm. service contractors. Like, I have yet to meet anybody involved in this group that's like, oh, you know, we need to charge more. We need to do a worse job. We need to have really crappy material. We don't warranty anything. By the time that door closes, check has cleared, I am done. I'm out of here. I'm gone.
Eric, that's funny. Uh-huh. It's funny that you say that. We have kind of have the say in some things I've been at, like CCA. And I haven't been involved as much as QCA, but – you know, there'll be some just brilliant idea that comes out of Texas. You know, somebody from Texas will say something and we'll look around and I'll go, well, that just won't work in North Carolina. I mean, it's because, you know, obviously it's so brilliant that it can't. I mean, it just gets, but it's normally, you know, and you just go, good God, why didn't we think of that? And often.
Exactly. And then I have no doubt that you go home and you think about it. And that Texas idea sticks with you.
Sure.
And 3 months later, you're like, all right, I'm doing it.
Yeah. And then by that point, I call, you know, a friend, whatever, or normally what happens is they'll send us the exact format of everything they've done. Yeah. And so it speeds up what we're doing or reduces the mistakes, you almost never implement something exactly like they had it in their business because we're all different. But then we'll take 90% of it and you go, oh my God. And it just streamlines everything to a point that, and then you give them ideas back. I've seen that too, that there's be one or two tweaks that they'll take away from it, you know, which makes a massive difference. So, I think you're okay. You're fairly happy with QSC.
I love QSC. QSC has been, you know what? It's been a game changer. And not only for what I just said, for the same thing that you just said, that share of information. You know, it's great. At this current meeting, I was just talking with someone who said, hey, you know, you made this Excel sheet that does X, Y, and Z. Can you show me how this works? You know, and it was gratifying to say, well, you know what? Now there is another business using the Excel sheet that I made to track something, you know, that I have made a difference for them, and that they didn't start at square one. They were able to take my idea. Apparently they're going to expand on the idea, which is great. And it's that greatness of the organization, to share that information. You know, when I first, got involved with QSC, you know, and I sort of hate to say this because now I know that you both your eyes are going to be lowered down and it's going to become a whole thing here, but I was not a flat rate. I was not a flat rate person. I was a time and material person. I know, right? It shocked you. I should have told you. Make sure. Yeah, I hope you're not drinking.
You were the first choice to be on this call. But anyway, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, right? See, if you had only known. No, but really, at my first meeting, and we're going through stuff. We're all talking very free. You know, it's first time that I'm really freely talking in front of a whole bunch of other business owners, managers, about our business and stuff. And we're talking about some numbers, and it comes out, you know, and I said, well, yeah, I'm time material. And there was one guy sitting across the room from me, and he was just like, what? There's something wrong with this conversation. What did you just say? I said, oh, time and material. I said, after the meeting, we need to have a conversation. I thought, wow, first time at the meeting, I'm in trouble already. I thought I was doing so well. But let me say, after that meeting, and we sat down and we talked about flat rate, he opened up his whole flat rate to me. He's like, I'll email you this. Sure. So when you get home right now, you can implement this. There's no reason you know, he was not taking no for an answer. But it was great because it was the push that I needed. It was exactly what I needed. And very thankful for having been at that meeting and for that person to have taken an interest. It's great.
Yeah, very cool.
I think that, so Dave, I mean, I think that's the story that I hear every time we talk to CCA members and QSC members, is it turns into such a personal success story of, you know, confidence building. It turns into, you know, I like the thought, too, of stretching your mind by talking to other people that are doing things beyond what you're doing, or they twist in what you're doing in a better way, or they've improved something that you're already doing. And so my mind gets stretched every time I, you know, get involved in that. And I think that's a big point of it. But also, I think, you know, I'm not sure, I believe that most general PHCC members don't really understand the scope of QSC. How many members do we have? What's talk about maybe the cost, some of those kind of things, and then let's elaborate on that a little bit if we could.
Absolutely. Right now, QSC has about 140 member companies.
Oh, wow.
And that includes our industry partners, who without them, we would be basically inoperable.
Sure.
And I'm also happy to say they're part of the family. They're not looked at as outsiders or our pocketbooks.
Yeah, they don't just send a check. Yeah.
They don't just send a check. They're there.
They show up.
They show up. They participate. They're on the board. They now have voting. You know, our representative has voting rights. So we want to make sure that it's equitable for everybody. CCA has 24 member companies, and they are, as I said, really enamored of being together. As mentioned earlier, I'm actually in Austin planning or finalizing the details for the spring meeting, which will be here. And Austin is going to be one kick booty location. When you've got Voodoo Donuts that is right around the corner.
It's all about the food. That's right.
It's all about the food. It's
about the food.
Oh my gosh. And the barbecue that I had last night in the cobbler, and Petey's burgers that I had around the corner.
Yeah.
Going to eat their way through about six blocks actually. But what we've done with the CCA program is we've even given them more time to network. So those are kind of what we're looking at. If you're going to be part of the QSC community right now, because we're changing the structure a little bit, in the 2023, it will go to a $4,200 community investment. And then you can add on different things like coaching.
Sure.
Or business coaching, which we is gangbusters with our folks.
Yeah, we've got to talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
That's for sure. Right. So, and QSC doesn't have a limit on the number of members, or does it?
We do not have a limit on the number of members. What we look at is we have a little bit of a limit on the number of coaching folks that we can take on because of our bandwidth of coaches.
But general membership, you could take on. Yeah, and you know, if you think about QSC, you know, we've got around plus or minus 3,000 members. You know, so 5% only 5% of our members are members of QSC. And then I think, you know, I hear all the time nationally that you guys are huge contractors, but you know, especially QSC, most of the QSC members are smaller contractors, right?
Right. And you know, what we've done with QSC over the 3 years that I've been involved is tried to really live that we cannot be all things to all people. So we are the niche that prepares them for maybe bigger coaching or bigger product analysis or project analysis moving forward. So, but we get a lot of referrals from the people that also do coaching. Yeah. Hey, if you want quality coaching, go to these people. They will get you on the right track and they'll get you started.
Very specific coaching on specific pieces of your business, like flat rate or something like that. So talk about that coaching. Talk about that a little bit more, if you could.
One of the things that's a little bit different about our coaching is, once again, surprisingly, it's relationship oriented. Our coaches do not have a manual that they take to a coaching visit and say, okay, here you go, you know, check these boxes and then I'll check back with you or you let me know. They sit down with them before they're even really a member. And the prospective member does an evaluation so that they can figure out if QSC coaching is a good fit for them. And if we've got the talents to be able to help them develop a roadmap to what they see as success. We have coaches who will say, you know what, you're way off, or you're right on target, or here's your business is in great shape, or we need to do this first because your goals are not realistic. So it's a collaborative session that the coaches will leave. They'll assign homework and those people need to do that before their next visit. And I can tell you, it works. We just recently had our power meeting and we had so many wonderful testimonials for what our coaches have done. And my hat is off to Beth Dobkin and Les Hanks and Rick Mears for what they do. So that's where we're just a little bit different.
Yeah, I was at
the can add one other aspect to that, Dave, is back in the day when we were looking for a coach, one of the really important pieces of the puzzle was that the coach had industry background, industry experience. So this isn't just a business coach, right? This is a business coach from a plumbing background. This is a business coach with an HVAC background. So they truly understand your business. This is, you know, we interviewed a lot of different organizations before we found QSC. And what we kept finding is, well, we have business coaches for CEOs. Okay, that's cool. But does your business coach know anything about plumbing? Well, no, but they know about business. I'm like, well, that's cool. But I need somebody that knows plumbing. And that was the big difference, was that these were industry specific coaches.
Or air conditioning. Man, quit leaving air conditioning out. I swear, you plumbers, man. You stinking plumbers,
sorry,
man.
Sorry about that.
I'm sick of it, man. I tell you.
I know. Next, you want me to talk about roofing too,
Eric,
right?
There you go. Hey, now we're talking. I have had so much fun this year, Eric, with these plumbing guys. Man, I have had a ball. But to the point now that some of the guys, especially on the executive committee, are automatically going, and air conditioning. We're having a ball, man. But you got to, you know, you know, CCA, we're not going to talk about CCA a lot today because we're going to have a later show on CCA because there's so many specifics there. But CCA is built a little bit different being construction contractors, but I've been a member of that for years, and it's the exact same thought process. These gentlemen, men and women, have changed my business. They have built confidence. You know, I've built a lot of confidence because of this group. We do site visits too, Eric. We, you know, we got a guy's got a prefab shop, and I show up, and I think I'm, you know, we think we're pretty good, and we show up at somebody else's shop, and I'm going, oh my God. And I'm, you know, I'm taking page after page after page of notes. And a lot of times it's small things that are really big outcome things, you know, and it may just be how they have something set up or a little system they have with some of their employees that they do something simple, you know, and you just, you know, every, you know, once a month we bring in pizza and we talk about how we can get better as a leadership team, and you just go, okay, it's so simple. Yeah. It's those little things like so that. Simple. And they're asking, they just do it a little bit better than we do, and then it just builds your business. Now, CCA wants to limit, I think, 28 or 30 contractors because they're that group's worried about it getting too big. But we would set up maybe another one if they had more people than that. But it's a big investment. It's probably a similar cost investment overall in the travel and everything because we meet, what, twice a year?
Twice and sometimes three times a year, yeah.
And but great food. And then the camaraderie, like I had three of my people went to another contractor and without me just to see how they run their service piece because we're doing some new things with some softwares and different things. And they were there a day and a half. And it was just everything was open book. And I know that's the same thing you're into in QSC with what you're doing, Eric, right? Yeah, that's where I get most of my benefit is from listening to those kind of stories or seeing those pieces. What changes? I know, Dave, you've been, what, 3 years, you said? So I know the QSC's gone through changes, is constantly evolving. What changes are coming that you think contractors that maybe looked at it years ago would see, you know, now that they would go, oh, wow, that, you know, what kind of changes do you see coming?
I mean, you see the smile on my face. So happy to be able that you asked me this question because the previous QSC boards that I've worked with have really paved the way for us to get back to what we did years before the same way. So we're getting back to our basics, which is best practices. We unfortunately, I think, built in some confusion when we emphasized coaching so much that people looked at us as a coaching business.
Yeah, okay.
And we're not. So that's why we have really gone back to the community feel with CCA and QSC, and both advisory councils have embraced it just unbelievably well. And they're very active in helping us shift this paradigm. So one of the things that we want to do first is not make it terribly hard to join. We don't want you to join and join and join. And then what, oh my gosh, I've got to join another entity. We want you to be able to, well, we're working right now with Daryl Fuller and the Association Executives Council and the chapters to be able to simplify that process. So that's one of the things that we've done. We want to dispel the myth that this is something that people can't afford. And not to sound terribly hokey, but it's, you really can't afford not to.
Right.
With the basic, we're getting away from having two levels of coaching to where we're going back to the community. So people will be part of the community where they can network and interact and subscribe to the resources on our website and look at the generalized forms that we have. So it's a lot more welcoming. It's a lot more about best practices, and yet it's still all about networking and getting to be able to communicate with people who do what you do. CCA, we're looking at the same kind of model. We want that, you know, for the first time, and you've been involved with CCA for a long time, Joel, we're looking at, okay, I think we're ready to expand a little bit. Yeah. So we are going to try to grow our membership.
Okay, great.
Yep. So those are really the things that are changing with these two community ESGs. And I think that they're going to go a long way.
Eric, how do you see that?
It's moving us to the future. I think it's fantastic. I think there's a lot of room for growth and a lot of it marketing, advertisement, that people don't always understand all of the cool benefits. You know, one of the great benefits within QSC is the Q list. And now you're saying to yourself, what's a Q list?
What is that?
See, what you're asking yourself, what a cue list is. I'm so glad that you asked that question. Cue list is it's an email list server, if you will, that everybody who's a member has access to, and people post questions. Oh, yeah. It could be anything about anything, you know, insurance, buying a different part, what supply house you're working with, you know, stuck on some problem. I've never repaired a X before, or I've repaired 100 of these, but this one's not working that way. I hadn't seen this problem before. And all of a sudden you have the ear, or I guess you could say the eyes of everybody in the organization can chime in and say, well, hey, I found this, I found that, I use these people, I do that. It is a phenomenal sounding board, and you get quick responses. You know, same day response from, you know, 30 different people, 20 different people about whatever your topic was.
You're not having, which you're not is having great. Problems getting an opinion? You're not having...
it's kind of like going to a restaurant and trying to choose what to eat. Yeah, you have that problem. But, you know, it's great. Again, you're hearing from a variety of different people, a variety of different experience, variety of different background. Even some HVAC people answer. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we can fix plumbing. I promise you.
That's good, Eric.
Yeah, that was great, Eric. Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned earlier the meetings that we have, Dave, you know, with CCA. And I know both groups are kind of formatted in a similar fashion, built around meetings. You know, talk about how that, so people that maybe don't know what QSC, you know, how you do that. Talk about what those meetings are, if you don't mind.
I'm happy to. That's one of the things that we've also been able to have a little bit of poetic input into since I planned the meetings. And what we did was, with the rolling out of the community feel, we changed the format for our big meeting every year, which is called our power meeting. And it's typically held in the spring. So because of the reintroduction of the community, we invited legacy players to come back who started QSC. And the theme of the event in Sarasota, Florida was welcome back to the QSC community. So we had people like Charlie Wallace, who is my predecessor, Scott Ziegler, Roger Pugeot, Bob Macca, just some names that I know people will recognize. And they had a ball. And what we did with this program was we made sure there was a little something for everybody. So there was feel goods, there was happy 25th anniversary QSC, there was entertainment by QSC members. Casey Holcomb and his band and Chris West performed and their compadres. And then we also then had economic updates and legislative updates, as well as trusted advisor update from Nicole Mikulenko. So we found this to be a very welcoming and overwhelmingly positive program. What CCA does is they've also taken on, and this is thanks in large part to the shifting of historical, what's been done, you know, the reason we are doing it is because we've done it this way in the past, and that is out the window.
It's mostly Kim, but go ahead.
Kim McLaughlin has given a thumbs up to being able to be very flexible, and we had somebody at our last meeting say, I think it's time for us to do another financial manager conference, you know, and they alternate. And so 1 year we'll do two, a spring and a fall meeting. And then in between we will do a project managers or all of them are with emerging leaders in mind. But this year we're right now finalizing. In fact, I talked to Matt Erickson this morning, who he and his wife are gonna be hosting this event in Chicago. That we're ready to open registration, but it's something that if everybody agrees, they go with it, which is so different than so many other organizations that I've found, and why the 24 people format works. Yeah. Can talk about a discussion or have a discussion about a new decision and make it happen. They don't haggle. They don't, you know, everybody gets their opinion and a decision is made and things move forward. So they don't let any moss grow under their feet. So their programs are in large part networking, but unbelievable good education information as well.
Okay. So, man, we've given these great overviews. What other details on QSC would you guys like to talk about? What else on QSC are we missing?
What are you missing? The best of the best. Okay. That's us.
So if you think you're the best or you can be the best, jump on board with QSC or CCA. I like that. That sounds like a slogan. That sounds absolutely. Like, come on, Dave, catch up, man. That should be a slogan.
I'm with you. There you have it. Making a side note right here. Okay. It's actually in our strategic plan. So, yeah, that's what we're hoping to live up to.
Yeah. So if you had advice, say you're a – so we're going to Connect next year. Well, actually, you guys are going to be tied more to Connect going forward too, aren't you? Talk about that. Can you talk about that at Charlotte?
We are going to be tied to it, but in a little bit different way. One of the things that we've had because of our era of exclusivity that was a perception and not reality was that if QSC was presenting an education class during Connect, that only QSC members could go to it.
Oh, yeah.
Which is far from the truth. So what we are going to do is we're right now working with our associates internally to look at the format for how we're going to be producing education. So we've got some surprises that'll possibly come up at Connect. So yeah, and Eric, you had some great suggestions, which I've made very big notes of about how you see the advisory council members involved at Connect.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different opportunities, and I'm thrilled that QSC is part of Connect, and I agree with Dave that we have to change that perception that this is an exclusive club. I mean, we may be the best club, and you know, that's it. We're the best contractors, even the HVAC contractors, but we are the best contractors.
Right.
No, but you know, we have this, you know, education piece, we have involvement piece, talk about the ongoing trends and stuff. So a lot of times, you know, you're in your community and it's hard to lift your head to that 20,000 foot level and kind of look down. It's great to have those kind of updates and whatnot. And it really should be a big part of PHCC, and that the PHCC can certainly benefit from its own group.
Yeah, I think that's hard to beat right there. That's hard to follow. I think that says it all with what QSC and CCA can do to enhance your business and your membership in PHCC overall. That's great. So one of the things we do, I like to do is get in every one of these podcasts is find out things that we don't know about you, or give us a book recommendation, because I do believe leaders read. And every time I talk to somebody that's really at a high level, they either read either books or trade public or whatever. Or now in today's world, you know, they listen to podcasts or whatever. So what do you guys have any recommendations on that? Dave, you want to go first? No, okay, go ahead, yeah. Eric. No, you're ready.
No, go ahead, Dave. You're on.
I can go first. My all-time favorite, and I recommend this to anybody, is The Trusted Advisor. And it spoke to me because it's all about selling to people, are working with people who trust you. Because trust is earned. So you've earned their trust, and you know when they've picked you to do something, even if there are problems, they're going to trust you to fix it and make things right. So that would be my recommendation.
Oh, that's a great one. And then, you know, it really gets beyond, you're really not selling at that point. And you really, you know, when you get to that point, you don't really care what they buy. You actually don't care if they buy. You really want them to make a smart decision for them to keep working on that relationship. Yeah, that's a great one.
If I can add one thing too, when I worked for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and this is, I never felt like a salesperson ever. You know, people were like, how do you do this with sales? I just feel like I'm representing something that I'm passionate about. And I know you both feel that same exact way. Oh, yeah. We're helping people, you know, we're helping on a personal level or a professional level, however you want to look at it. But one of the best rejections I have ever had, when a client had to tell me, it's the National Park and Recreation Association, had to tell me that they were not coming to Indianapolis for their convention, was she lost sleep the night before thinking about having to tell me that they weren't coming.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I loved it. You know, she was sick about it. And I was like, okay.
She was still telling you no, but it was, that's good.
Yeah. I know I did my job, because we had to develop that type of relationship.
That's really, and it is about, you know, our businesses are about relationships. Our association is about relationships. You know, I really like the thought process when you build relationships, you know, especially in, think about these last 2 years through strife or through, you know, through issues or, you know, Dave, what you've done with QSC and CCA, you're building these relationships. And then the boards and the advisory councils, when there is a problem, you can handle it together easily. And, you know, the stress is removed and you just get things handled. That's great. I love that. Okay. I'll put that down on my list. All right, yeah. Eric, you got something, Eric?
I do. I'm just started a book called The Ideal Team Player, which all talks about the different types of people, the different type of employees, the different type of roles they can take, and how they can be successful. Because everyone's a little bit different. Nobody is everybody, right? Everyone can't be the CEO. Not everybody can be the janitor. Not everybody can be the plumber. Not everybody can be the apprentice. There's different ways of thinking, different personality traits. I'm just at the beginning, but it's a great start.
Okay. Yeah, the team dynamics, something too that we all get into. I love to think about is, you know, we all are on different positions on teams every day. You know, some days we need to be the leader. 2 hours later, we need to be the follower. We need to, and man, some, you know, some of our A personalities, that can be an issue. But
that's right. That's
really
right.
Well, that is really an important concept. Mine today is I got the copy of it. It's Your Ship by Captain Michael Abershoff, and I may have messed that up, but it's management techniques from the best damn ship in the Navy. And I'm probably halfway through it, but it's really a book on his journey through his career to get to a point where he could lead properly. And I'm really loving it because if you think about what's at stake with this type of leadership, people's lives, what they're doing on ships, and he's the guy compared to what we do every day, and the detail he gets into, and then all the failures he talks about in leadership to get to where he could really lead at the level that was appropriate in his mind so that his people would follow him and they would improve this ship and how this ship operated and what it took for him to get there. I just love that thought process on the journey. Also, I think knowing what's at stake, you know, that's a different, you know, we're fixing people's air conditioning and plumbing and we're doing, and then, but it, there's those lives of other people that are with us matter to the same extent, but you know, we hope it's not life and death every day, but these guys, it's amazing. But it was, so I love that story of his journey and how important leadership is. And especially this year with, you know, our whole focus on positive leadership all year at PHCC National, it's really connected a lot of dots and a lot of dots on how far I have to go. That's maybe not a good thing, but you know, but it is that perspective I think is important. So guys, thanks for those, for those things. One other on, you know, going back to what we talked about, all of us started somewhere in this association, you know, or started in our business. And there was one day where it was the first day. It was the first meeting. You know, Eric, I think you talked about, you kind of walk in and you go, okay, this is my first, you know, and some of my experiences were so positive the first couple meetings. And I think back, if they had not been, would I have gotten out of it, or would I have, you know, those paths that we take? What advice would you guys give to a PHCC contractor that's not in QSC or CCA? What advice would you give them? You know, can you think about that a minute?
Oh, that's super easy. That's show up and give us a chance. Come try and see what will excellence look like. Mm-hmm. How can I improve my business? Here you have 100 contractors who are waiting to help you. Let that soak in. You have 100 contractors that are your allies, who are willing to help you, talk to you, email you, maybe come out and you know, spend a week with you and learn your business and offer suggestions. You know, I spoke to several new members who were, you know, they came to the event just to check us out and had not joined QSC yet, which have since joined, right? And part of it was, they all of a sudden they understood that there's a whole bunch of us that are all in similar situations. So it doesn't matter your size, right? We all have problems.
It does.
We all, yeah. right? We all have successes. We all want to share that stuff. We all, as we said earlier, you know, hey, let me give you this idea. You're working on this, and this is half your idea already done. And there's 100 of us that are working with you. It is a great team to be part of. And back to the books, right? It doesn't matter if you're the first baseman or you're the outfielder. Everybody has a position currently, and there's somebody else who can help you out how to do that better.
Eric, I'm laughing. There's years ago, you talked about the whole size thing. There's a contractor on the other side of our state that's a state member, or a national member too, but a state, really been involved in. You know, we're 230 people. We're fairly large. You know, we're very fortunate. He was starting his business, and he calls me and he says, "Listen, man, you are awesome. Can I come stay with you? I was like, it was embarrassing. You know, I want to follow y'all around. And I said, "Man, you can come spend a week, 2 days, whatever." So he comes to our business, and I said, under one condition, while you're here, I want you to write notes on things you see that we should improve. You know, and man, he's a young, I'm 55. He's probably 20 years younger than I. I mean, so he goes, "Oh, yeah." So he gets finished with us, and he learned a lot on how we do business. I got like 8 pages, okay?
Oh, wow.
And it was so much, my point is, it was so much more valuable, his perspective, than ours, because we're just in a different place. And you know, about 5 or 6 lines down the first page, I'm like, this guy is brilliant, you know? But see, his perspective of us was, "Oh my God, y'all are big. Y'all must know what you're doing." And we're messing, you know, and you know that deal, you know what that turns into. And so he's been a great friend, partner, back and forth ever since. And I know we helped him some, but he helped us a lot more than we ever helped him. It was amazing. So that was a great point, Eric, on that advice. We sitting around the table, been in business a long time, doesn't mean that we have the answers. We need your help as much as we can give you help. So, Dave, what do you got to add to that?
I'm telling you what, I'm going to actually, I stole this from Eric during our conversation that we had the other day. I think the thing that people need to remember is this is all done for the betterment of the industry. So, you know, take a couple steps back, look at it. But number one, I'll also steal this from Eric. There's no more empathetic group than the ones you're going to be involved with, just like you both have said. And the third thing that I always want to add is when people are really not familiar with how an association works, involvement is key, but you have to also think too, you're buying tools. You're not paying for a lead generating company. You know, the association is not putting things in your lap, you know, other than the tools that are there. You need to choose to use them. So we want to hear you. We want to build that arsenal. We want to make it even better than it is. And the only way that we're going to do it is through your involvement. So I think those are the three things that I would say to a contractor.
That's great advice. Eric, anything to pile on top of Dave? That was pretty good.
That is pretty good. And, you know, and Dave said tools, all I could think of is this is the perfect place for a product endorsement, right? We should have like a flash across stream Milwaukee tools. Right?
Milwaukee tools. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's an easy one. Yeah, boy, that's true.
No, you know, as a business owner, it's a hard thing to remember that the tools in the toolbox are not only the physical tools, right? It's the mental tools, it's the relationships, it's the business groups that you belong to and how you represent yourself. Those are just important as the Sawzall or the whole hog, whatever you're using.
Have you seen, speaking of Milwaukee tools, innovation is one of the ways we improve our businesses. Have you seen their gas piping tripod, their new one? They're piping.
Oh, I have not.
You need to go see it. I was at the main trade show last week, and I was stunned. I mean, it's a tripod, for God's sakes. It's a stinking, come on, man. How long have we had tripods? I remember carrying one around when I was 15, right? Oh, my God. I walked over there, and the Milwaukee kid there was like, "What did you like to see?" And I said, "Well, what's this? Show me this." And he started whipping. I was like, "Oh, my God." I wanted to buy one. I mean, so – My point is, it's not about those tools. It's not that tool necessarily. It's what you can do with it, how the innovation to improve it. It's the same thing in our businesses, but partners like Milwaukee Tool. After I saw that, it stretched my mind on how, you know, they have set it up so you can carry it the easy. You know, I grew up carrying one over my shoulder, right? You know, you kind of this thing absolutely. Folds up like a suitcase, and it's brilliant. So we need to help each other with those kind of things. But that's also the innovation you get when you get into QSC with other contractors, right?
Correct, for sure.
So, gentlemen,
there's always a knowledge base.
Listen, we've had a great day. Any closing thoughts from you guys?
I think I'm all out of good thoughts and ideas.
QSC rocks.
Yeah, absolutely.
QSC rocks.
CCA and rocks.
That's for sure.
And PHCC rocks.
And PHCC rocks, guys. It is been my pleasure today.
Thank you.
You know, as a contractor, it's our association. What I heard from you guys today is the same with QSC and CCA. You know, the power of those groups is the involvement of the members and the partnerships with each other and being involved. It's like anything that we do all across the country, the more people are involved with a wider range of understanding and opportunity and experience, the better off the association is going to be and the organizations and the pieces and parts like QSC and CCA. So the advice I would give is please look into joining one of these enhanced service groups. You get to work with great people like Eric and Dave and other contractors, but take the time to respect your business enough to do the extra things like doing this instead of just the base PHCC membership, and it'll pay dividends beyond anything you can imagine. So, guys, thanks so much for the time today. I really enjoyed it. Eric, good luck in your meeting that you have there. And, Dave, I can't – you know, one of the only disappointments I've had as a president this year is it's drugged me away some from QSC and CCA. I've missed a couple of meetings, and I felt a little naked. The one especially, I missed it, and I'm like, man, I don't feel right. This is terrible. But that's, you know, the price you pay. But, guys, listen, thanks so much. I hope you everyone's enjoyed this PHCC Rocks episode, and please follow us on all your social media channels and send us. We do have, this is our 12th one, and we have several other ones lined up. But if you have any great suggestions, please send those to us, and we look forward to seeing you soon. And PHCC Rocks is produced and brought to you by Amy Anderson and Elizabeth King from GSM Services and Charlotte Parham with PHCC National. Thanks again for hanging out with us, guys, and we look forward to seeing you soon and hearing more reasons why PHCC rocks.